This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Chris Carter's kind of a football savant. He joins us right now. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? How we doing today?
Well, we're excited for you. Full-time Steelers reporter now, man. How about that?
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that.
You're not, like, pushing Fittipaldo out to the pasture, are you?
No, not at all. In fact, I was really honored by the Post-Gazette telling me, they were like, hey, they believe in me so much that they wanted to make it a four-man team, something they had never done before. So I really appreciate that. And, I'm really excited because I respect all of our guys. I do shows with them all the time in the North Shore Drive podcast. And now it's gets me a chance to put all my work and focusing on the Steelers, which is something I haven't been able to do for 5 years. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the beat got better for them for sure, but just in town because your knowledge is great. And I think you have a diverse group there because I think all four of you guys bring different things. All right, but enough kissing your ass here, Chris, although we mean every word of it. Aaron Rodgers, do you want him or do you not want him? We'll start there.
I don't. If I'm the Steelers, I don't listen. If this is 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I'd understand. But just looking at what he brings to the table at this stage in his career, I don't understand why they're jumping through so many hoops to get him. If he wasn't on a beach somewhere wondering what he wants and doing all these things and taking all this time, then maybe I'd be like, okay, maybe. But when I look at what happened the past 2 years with the Jets, the injury is one thing, but like last year, if you look back at mandatory minicamp and you got Garrett Wilson wondering where's their quarterback that hasn't played with them before, and you got the dark retreat, and you got him going on Pat McAfee while he's supposed to be in camp and working with these guys and not being a leader and not setting an example, and then just showing up whenever he wants. And you look at that and you're like, why would you want that when he didn't come – when it wasn't like when he showed up and everything was great, you know, and then he leads him to be 5-12 last year. If I'm the Steelers, why would I want that? And then you also look at how every time, like last year, when something was going wrong, he would blame somebody else. He would say, oh, it was this guy's fault. It was that guy's fault. It was this guy's fault. And like, oh, and you know what? We should fire this coach over here. It's just the lack of – he shook up what was a good situation in New York just 2 years ago when they were getting him. The New York Jets were an on-the-rise organization. They had a lot of young pieces. People were saying, hey – if they get a quarterback, they could be the next thing that threatens the Buffalo Bills, and they could be one of those teams that contends in the playoffs in the AFC. And now they're back in a full rebuild, basically. So I think if I'm the Steelers, I just don't understand why I'd be chasing after him right now.
Well, Chris, they did get a quarterback. Mason Rudolph is back, a reunion with Mason Rudolph. How do you feel about Mason Rudolph, and do you think that the Steelers would actually give him an opportunity to be the starter? Is he going to be the backup? $4.5 million for for one season, and then next year he'll get another $4.5 million, so two seasons at that price. Do you like Mason Rudolph coming back?
I actually really like it coming back. He knows your team. He knows your organization. There's not a lot of guessing there. And he's not going to bring any drama. And also, I think he's not a bad backup quarterback. And if he has to start, you know that you can win in a pinch with him in certain situations. He's not going to go out there and beat the superstar teams for you. But like when you go up against a team like, say, the Falcons or, you know, a team that's, you know, kind of like, you know, hovering around the playoffs, you know he can give you a chance. And I think it also dispels the myth that, you know, that he hated the Steelers and he hated Mike Tomlin and he felt he was done wrong. It's just like, hey, it's a business. I get it. And so he's coming back to the Steelers. I think it's a really good thing for them. And now you have a situation where you can say, hey, you know, if Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers don't work out, well, you at least got this guy that you know that you can win games with, because the last time he was in Pittsburgh, he won 3 in a row for him in the regular season.
Do you think the book is closed then on Russ? Doesn't sound like you do.
I think there's people out there that think that the Steelers will just at absolutely no cost go back to Russell Wilson. And listen, I get that there's some potential there for that. I just have to think there is a line where the Steelers have to be like, hey, we're all professionals. We can get over this, because if they're willing to put up with Aaron Rodgers and this and the stuff that they've seen and that's very public about. Not, you know, and I don't care about what Aaron Rodgers says on Pat McAfee's show outside of what he says about football and the drama it causes inside the locker room. But when you see again the things that happened there and the not showing up and the problems that it caused and just the me, that's where I think that there could be that's where I think they're like, hey, just why would you want to put up with that with Russell Wilson? You know, there's the corniness, there's the part that people don't like as much. You know, they think is, oh, that guy's fake, he's not as real. But at the end of the day, I don't think he's ever been to the level that like he's going on like on a national TV show and then banging on his teammates, banging on his coaches, and then that causing rifts within the organization. And that's where I don't know if that would be there. But hey, if the Steelers feel that way, That's up to them to decide. I think Russell Wilson wouldn't be that bad of a guy to return.
If it's neither of those guys, if it's not Aaron Rodgers, if it's not Russell Wilson, could Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders be in play at 21?
Oof. I mean, I guess they could. But if I'm the Steelers, again, I don't think this is the year to do that. I'm not. I think Shedeur Sanders could be fine in the NFL if he has a lot of things that work out perfectly for him. I'm not a big Jackson Dart guy. I see the potential. I see like the high ceiling there, but I feel like if you're going on those guys, you're reaching really, really far and hoping that it can work out. And I think that there you'd be a lot more solid picking guys who I think are definitive first round guys, especially at positions of need, like defensive tackle, like wide receiver, like cornerback. And I think that if you got one of those guys, you'd have a building block. I think next year, when you look at some of the quarterbacks that could be available next year, there's a much higher percentage chance that it's going to be a better quarterback class next season. So I think that if I'm the Steelers, I would punt. I would wait to go for a quarterback. But hey, if you feel like, you know, one of those rookie quarterbacks, you studied their tape and you've talked to their coaches, you think that they're the guy, you talk to Prime and you think that Shedeur Sanders is the guy, hey, take your swing. But after when we've seen the fallout of they missed on Kenny Pickett, it didn't work out, and the hole that it's left them in, because that's another first rounder that they don't have right now contributing to them. And at this stage where they're trying to rebuild themselves, I think that you need to be able to hit right now. I think if they hit this year, hit on a second rounder, and you see the offensive line form, I think you might have a much better foundation to be much more aggressive next year when I think it's going to be a better quarterback draft class.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. How about the moves they've made so far? What do you think of those?
You know, it's interesting. I think that I was really caught off guard by Darius Slay because I was like, man, I thought Charvarius Ward, Carlton Davis, Byron Murphy, and I was down for any of those names. When he signed Slay, I'm like, damn, 34 years old in 1 year. I didn't get it. But then when I was going over and looking at his history, I forgot, you know, he started off with Terrell Austin, so they have a connection. He credits Terrell Austin for making him an all-pro cornerback in their development. But then also, he does have a good tendency to work with young cornerbacks and help them get better. Look at how he helped Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean with the Eagles. And, you know, he talked about it yesterday when we talked to him at the Steelers facility, saying like, you know, hey, I'm excited to work with Joey Porter Jr. He said, that's my favorite part of the job. So if he can help Joey Porter Jr. become a better cornerback, I get it. And when you look at his numbers, he actually did play well last season. So if you can get him for a year, fine. I think that could work out, but I did think that they were going to be more aggressive in going after a higher tier cornerback. And now as for DK Metcalf, I think this is a very intriguing move. You know, it does say that they don't plan on keeping George Pickens long term, but the two of them together would be a very interesting dynamic of two deep ball threats that can be on the field at the same time, which is another reason why I think that they should be looking at bringing back Russell Wilson, because now it's not just one guy he can moonball to, it's two on different sides of the field. And now if I'm a defense, I have to honor both of those at the same time. That could create problems, create mismatches, and there's something there. So I actually think that really works out in their favor. But I also think the other factor here in what they've done in free agencies, if you look at the moves that they've made, guys, they've signed a lot of guys they've gotten guys by trade, and they've gotten guys who've been cut. And you look at all the players they've lost: Dan Moore, Najee Harris, Dante Jackson. You know, just player after player, who've signed contracts in free agency, who they've naturally let go into free agency.
Comp picks, baby.
Justin, what'd you say?
Comp picks, baby.
Exactly. Those are stacking up, and that's going to give Omar Khan and this organization more opportunities to say, hey, let's be aggressive next year and trade up really high if we really think our quarterback's there.
That's right. Chris, appreciate your time. Really excited about what's going on for you now in the Post-Gazette. Thank you, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
You the man.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette.